Καλημέρα, καλησπέρα, whatever time you're watching, this is Mappa. We are hype tonight. Hype! Absolutely hype. I'm still Thassos here.
Hi.
Good evening. Hi. Salam.
Good evening, good evening. How's it going? Beautiful. I'm doing beautiful. Ooh, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. And the people are already ready. They're already ready, like Elephant Man. You're ready.
Let's go.
Blimey. Well, first of all, thank you for joining us. We have an action-packed show as usual, but unless you've been living under a pedra for the past week, you would know that we have a charity event happening on the 23rd of this month, which is in 2 Saturdays' time. We have the best of the best podcasters from Cyprus coming onto the NC network for an incredible charity event. It's a marathon, as I mentioned before. It's for Ena Oniromiev here. Splendid charity. They're doing fantastic work for the kids. And I don't know about you, Thasso, but this whole week has been so overwhelming, whether it be the support of the guests that are coming on, the work that we've done, the support from people that have either donated already or handed prizes to us to give out. How many prizes did we count, or did you count, that we've got to give away so far?
59 separate
confirmed
prizes. So you and Pedro have been delivering, man. You two have been working your asses off.
The team everyone's been involved. Even yourself, you're doing the admin. So
I'm running an Excel spreadsheet, man. That's nothing. I can do that in my sleep.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, I can't do that when I'm awake. So don't worry. So yeah, it's been immense. You know, we've been putting out promo videos. You know, Chris has been putting out, I can't even say, anyway, Chris has been doing all these thumbnails for us. Roy has obviously been running around. The guys that are going to jump on the pod have been running around getting shirts and that kind of stuff. And obviously PASP have been incredibly supportive.
Spiro Nelfi did the video.
Yeah, we're going to play that in just a moment. But everyone that has donated, everyone that's messaged us, you know, Sigma, the Sport Time have put up an article about the pod. Cyprus Mail have done the same. It has been, I'm blown away, absolutely blown away. And I got to tip my hat off to Pedro, because Pedro has done a lot of running.
Yeah.
You know, I bet he wishes all of that physical work would have been, you know, for his own physical gain as well, and have to go to the gym or go on a treadmill or nothing. He'd just be like, you know, if I did enough running like this in real life, then I'd be ripped. But no, he deserves a hell of a lot of praise for what he's been doing and the amount of running he's been doing, the people he's got in contact with, the chasing. I mean, look, if I showed you my WhatsApp message, I'm sure you've had just as many messages from him. But the other day, it was bang, bang, bang. Restel, Recholui, Redis. I'm like, fucking hell, what's he done now? He's smashing it, man. Yeah, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. But yeah, really, really excited about it, man. But yeah, as Stefano says, big up to everyone involved. Big respect and congratulations, guys. Thank you. And there's more to come, boys and girls. There's a lot more to come. So where shall we begin, my guy?
Let's begin with somebody who's been representing us for a long time now, and it's our friends at foodfromcyprus.com. Again, you know, got the Nisteas coming up, got to get your Louvain, your Fagin, your Kucha, all that business. Where better, if you don't have the relatives coming over from Gibraltar with, you know, 20 kilo bags, that they can, you open the bag up and there's like 8 halumnia and, you know, things like that. If you go to foodfromcyprus.com, you put your little NCN12 at the checkout, you get 12% off as well. Yeah.
Can't say for that.
You cannot say fairer than that.
There you go. And thus already, there's a comment for you.
Very formal dress code today. I mean, it's not as formal as 2 weeks ago. It seems like every time I get a little bit dressed up, somebody says something. I show up in my pajamas and a robe, and nobody says nothing.
Like, well, your brother did. Your brother did. He messaged me. But
he did. Yeah, but everybody else, yeah. Listen, it makes me feel good to look good, man, you know.
There you are. See? Mm-hmm. Treat yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Well, look, I think we better start with the video that PASP sent us, Spiro. Again, I'm so overwhelmed. And this is a message that he's recorded for us.
Χαρούμενοι που θα συμμεράσχουμε στην εκστρατεία μέσω του podcast για το Ένα Όνειρο Μία Ευχή, για την οικονομική ενίσχυση του Ένα Όνειρο Μία Ευχή. Ο PASP έχει εξασφαλίσει αρκετές εκπλήξεις και αρκετά προϊόντα για να μπουν για οικονομική ενίσχυση του Ιδρύματος, με ένα από τα μεγαλύτερα δώρα να είναι μια συλλεκτική μπλούζα με τις υπογραφές των κορυφαίων της περασμένης χρονιάς, όπου θα δοθεί απληστηριασμό για να μαζευτούν όσο το δυνατόν περισσότερα χρήματα. Σας εύχομαι κάθε επιτυχία.
Thank you very much. Absolutely.
And you know, even I'll just bring it up there for Ruslan. There's even the signature from Muriel there. So, you know.
Oh, really?
I keep pointing it out. It's right. It's like there somewhere. People can see. It's there. Oh, right. It says Muriel.
Zoomed in?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know, get some magnifying glasses on it. But, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Right. Action-packed show tonight. Loads of good news. Loads of good news, a little bit of shit news, if you're an Orthodoxy fan, that is. So let's start with our Group B party, Retha. So let's go with it. Let's go. The Doxa revival continues. A 1-0 victory away at Salamina. And an own goal by Melissas. He's dropped a few clangers since going brunette. Meanwhile, at the Alfa Mega, a 2-1 victory for Ael in the derby against Abollon. No fighting this time, thank goodness. Sagal gave Abollon the lead. Magri equalized. And then Andreu with that wand of a left foot, giving the 3 points to Ael, bragging rights, the dub. Happy days for them. We move over to Salamina's ground.
Yeah.
As Othello lost, Othello lost 2-1 against Garmiodis. So Rossi giving Garmiodis the lead before Kovacevic curled one in. Suto pulled one back with under 10 minutes ago. But it was not enough. Garmiodis with the dub. Move over back to Doxa, who beat Ayers by 2-1, despite being a goal down, thanks to Zuloga. Nabi equalized from a somewhat dubious penalty. It looked like originally the foul was outside the box, but the defender's right foot tripped over the forward just inside the box, I'd say. I think it's a fair decision. And Nabi equalized from the spot. And then a defensive clanger with 4 minutes to go allowed Trujic to give Doxa the dub. They're not going down. Abollon then played Ethnigo. It ended up in a 2-2 draw. Sagal giving Abollon the lead before Ilya equalized in the 22nd minute. Sagal then made it 2-1. And here he is again, Ilya, from yet another defensive mistake. It was all happening this weekend, wasn't it, defensively? Mm-hmm. Great finish, though. But yeah, defensively, not very good. Salamina took the lead against Ael through your mate Dunmishaire Thasso.
There he is.
Well, there you go. But Moreira equalized to make Ruslan a little bit happy. There you go. One apiece. Mm-hmm. That's how it ended. And that's your Group B roundup.
Yeah, for the results and the goals at least. Yeah, but there was a shitload of things that happened during the games and around the games that I just wanted to bring up a few things. So, obviously, hashtag not so silly season. Jason Puncheon is now looking for a new job. After he was sacked by Ayers following the draw with Garmiodis, the 0-0 draw. He was what, February 10th until 7th of March. So that's not even the shortest reign this season.
Yeah.
In the Brodaklima. Yeah. So, but yeah, in his seven games, he drew two and lost five games. Now, a lot of those results were down to luck, I think. Just lack of luck on his team's end.
And bad decisions.
Yep. Some bad decisions were made. So he's been replaced with a 53-year-old Bulgarian called Vladikar Petrovic, who has a lot of experience in Bulgaria and Greece, albeit in like second division teams and things like that. Now, somebody else who got the sack after that game was the coach on the other side of the bench. Haralambos has now been fired from two separate jobs this season. Do you think?
It's incredible, isn't it?
Do you think he'll be able to find a third and get sacked by the end of the season for that one as well?
I think it's touch and go, isn't it?
Do you think he'll have a break and come back in the summer?
I think he'll have a break.
So. So he was fired out of a cannon at Isle, really. They got rid of him very quickly as soon as the season kind of got going. But he lasted a long time compared to others at Carmio di San. But he still didn't last as long as Florian Bratl, who started the season at Carmio di San. So Carmio di San are now on coach number... Hold on, let me do the counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 10. They're on coach number 10 since the beginning of last season.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, that is pretty impressive.
That's five coaches a season.
Yep.
On average there, isn't it? Yep. And look, three of them are Christos Haralambos.
Flipping out.
Oh, and there you go. There's Sachas as well. He was there for 12 days.
Yep.
So yeah, there's some very interesting tenures there, even the short ones. But yeah, so because everybody in Gibro is called exactly the same, the new coach has also got the surname Haralambos as well. And he's also, you know, got the same haircut as us and the first Haralambos. Now, I got some more work for you to do image-wise now, because the Achna versus Othello's game had a couple of things going on. Cabrera's goal.
Okay. Right. I'm gonna have to find that one, because we didn't show the footage of that one, did we?
No.
We didn't. So, no, because it was on the same night as last week's show.
Yeah.
But
I've just got a screenshot in particular to refer to. Basically, Cabrera had a shot, and the Othello's defender, Janssen, did his best Taudul impression. Tried to save the shot himself.
Right.
Now, the ball went in, but it deflected because he put his hand in the way to try to stop it.
Right.
Is that not a sending off regardless of it going in or not?
No. No.
So that was my first question.
I don't think it would be. I mean, let me just bring up the image anyway. Sorry, I completely forgot that one. What did you? So yeah, this is the one you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So you see his hand and gone in.
It goes in.
Yeah.
But when you see the actual replay, you see Janssen puts his arm out on purpose to stop it. So for me, he's trying to stop a goal-scoring opportunity and therefore should be a red card, right?
Yeah, but he tried to stop it, but he didn't, if that makes sense. If the ball didn't go in, then he's off. If the ball didn't go in, he's off. But it went in, so I guess they just thought, hey, it's all right.
Ah, okay.
That's the only explanation I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, and then the next thing is obviously Othello's equaliser. Another one of those for goal line technology.
Yes.
Now, has that crossed or not?
I don't know. I don't know.
So
I don't even want to give my opinion, because I know about the optics. I know about that video that you keep showing whenever something like this happens.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. it's what, the fourth or the fifth goal that's been given that's very marginal, right?
Yeah. So
we need the goal line technology, right?
Oh, that's, for
that's,
sure.
That's what I'm trying to say. Goal, we need that stuff put in.
Sure.
Now, one more kind of dodgy decision that you didn't mention was probably Doxa's winning goal against Daez.
We mean this.
Yeah, I drew some lines because they didn't.
Okay.
When they showed it, they didn't draw any lines.
Right.
Now, the ball was being played off the screen. I had to trim it down so I could zoom in enough to be able to draw the lines. But Trujic is the number 7, and he's the one that runs in and scores from the defensive mistake, right? To me, that looks offside.
According to your lines?
According to my lines.
Okay. Okay.
But you can see, I think I've drawn them all right there, right?
Okay, well, are you sure that the lines are not too thick?
Ah, well, even if it's thick or not, there's like a full thick line there, difference between the feet of the Doxa defenders and Trujic's armpit.
So your more girth is better than length. Okay, fair enough. I'll give you that.
Yeah, of course I am. Of course I am. Now, while we've been discussing that as well, Mario, who's doing the referee training, has come back and said it's not a red card because the goal was actually scored.
I know the rules. I know the rules. You don't know the rules.
I do not
You're
know the
more
rules.
Bored than me. Sorry.
Yes. Well, yes. and that's kind of the stuff I wanted to bring up about the second division there. There was some strange stuff going on in the Doxa games, but you know.
Well, what was it that the Doxa chairman said the other day?
Oh, that they will never get relegated while he's in charge.
Oh. Okay. Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah. I mean, words are loud enough as well.
Yes. Okay. Anything else? Do we have any anecdotes from our friend? Is there any needs?
I'm afraid not. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for Johnny Violins to say something about Haralambos leaving, but there's nothing there.
So disappointing.
It was just an official statement.
I needed to play. Well, listen, maybe we will get the chance to play that trailer before the charity event. Maybe next week will be.
For sure.
Maybe next week will be the one. Next one. There's a question here. Boys, do you think there was a penalty for Liverpool? We're talking about the Man City game.
Yeah, you know, the stamp. Oh, sorry, yeah, the attempted clearance.
It's a pen.
It's a penalty.
It's a pen.
All day.
I've only seen it once in real time, and that's a penalty.
Yeah.
So anyway. Let's move on. Let's not talk about that league. Mm-hmm. That's more corrupt than the flipping bathroom. I don't care what anyone says. Right. Shall we move on?
Let's go.
Right, time for Group A football. And Bafo travelled to Anorthosis and won a dramatic 3-2 victory. Tankovic giving Bafo the lead from the spot after Correa's handball. Castel equalised in the 53rd minute. Gassama then made it 2-1 with 25 minutes to go. And we thought, here we go. Anorthosis might save Gallejo's job. The players might save his job. But then... Chico Bantha received his marching orders for, first of all, what looked like a right jab at Bokai, and then he actually poked him in the eye afterwards. So, yeah, two reasons to send him off. And I think it was duly deserved.
Yep.
Buffer then went up the other end and won a penalty of their own when ha 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 was brought down. His name is Zsa Zsa, by the way. But for those who don't know, his name is J-A-J-A. And in Spanish, it's ha 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 ha. Yeah. Anyway, so clumsy challenge. It's definitely a penalty. I don't think anyone can complain about that. He could have actually broken the guy's shin, in all fairness. I don't know why it took the referee so long to decide that it was a penalty, but it's clear as day. Maybe it's because it's in the 97th minute, but Tankovic stood up and, wow, it's saved by Arboleda. But unfortunately, Van Rossi, referee said no, no. Well,
encroachment, man. If you, when we see the replay, there's like, is it one or like there's like two or three Anorthosis players who were in the box? Oh, yeah, there you go.
There's a Buffer player as well.
Yeah.
Two Buffer players.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tankovic stepped up, scored the equalizer. You notice there's someone behind the goal videoing it in green. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And then right at the end, Goldar made it 3-2. And that was that. Victory for Bafo. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Where do we begin with this?
Well, I mean, let's start with the funny thing. So you mentioned somebody was recording a video behind the goal there. So something appeared on Instagram when the penalty was scored.
Which you noticed. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Now I'm gonna wait for the comments to see if anybody sees. What's wrong there? We'll give it a few seconds.
It's like spot the difference, but plus where's Wally combined?
Yeah, exactly. But I saw this appear and I was like, that can't be real. They must have realized what was going on in the bottom there. But
bring it up since you spoiled it by saying you're there at the bottom.
Yeah.
You ruined the fun.
Yeah. but yes.
Come on.
Yeah. So for people who don't read Greek or listening, the Bafo's social media took a video where there was like the back of a hoarding says the word budanas behind it. Budana means whore. So there you go. You got that.
Well, at least it was singular.
Yeah.
Because if it was plural, then they're having a party that night. I'll tell you.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Exactly. So, yeah. So there's that. That was an interesting one.
Do you think it was the same people that graffitied that, or the same people that did the, do you want wood?
Well, it looks...
Because the handwriting, it looks the same, doesn't it?
It looks similar, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, maybe. Whore. You're whore. Anyway. Now, let's go to Chico Banza. That whole thing, right? A bit of a punch, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a jab. Kidney punch. It was a jab and then poke of the eye. It's like Ric Flair.
Yeah, pretty much. I was expecting that
stand up that Flair does, and he just takes three steps and he just falls forward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Woo! No.
Woo! A figure four leg lock. But yeah, now. Obviously, I guess he thinks he's going to get a pretty big suspension for that. Mm-hmm. But what he didn't realize is that Vrionidis takes his time with these, so he could have played next week.
Yeah.
Regardless, he's not going to play this weekend because he's gone to Angola without telling anybody. Yeah. He's once again disappeared, absent without leave. And he's gone to go have some fun in Angola. Now, some places are reporting that he's been picked for the national team, and that might be the case. It might not be the case because he was picked for the national team for the African Cup of Nations, and then it turns out he wasn't. So, you know. But either way, he's now absent without leave. So obviously, there's going to be more disciplinary measures included, and I'm guessing he's probably going to tell people again that I am not well or whatever he did last time.
I do know what? I've got a theory.
You've got a theory. Okay.
I've got a theory.
Now there's this other thing as well, as obviously Ferencvaros have yes. apparently shown an interest in him. So we'll see how that develops, shall we?
Well, first of all, let's put a pin on my original theory. Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned Ferencvaros. Now, I don't know whether this is just someone being mischievous or trolling, but I seem to remember the last time, and I'm not talking about Amavada, the last time a player came to Cyprus and decided to leave before joining a club, Mario read my mind. Lamkelze. That's what happened. Ferencvaros wanted the nutcase. They didn't get him. They want another nutcase. But I don't know. Maybe they're just masochists. I don't know. Maybe they're just masochists. But my theory on Chico Bantha going to Angola, I think he knows where Lord Lucan is.
Oh, man. I was expecting some kind of serious thing, like, you know, something to do with family or whatever. But no, I prefer that.
Malaga makes sense.
Yeah, no. That's
maybe he's just gone to visit him. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's gone to take him some halumia.
Exactly. Very important things are halumia, especially when you get them from foodfromcyprus.com if you and use NCN12 at checkout for 12% discount.
Good. Very good.
Now, since we're talking about food from Cyprus, let's talk about food from Spain. Because Galejo, doesn't Galejo. That like mean something like chicken or something in Spanish? No,
that's pollo.
It's pollo. Yeah. Why have I got Galejo do something with food?
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, it was a segue.
Okay.
Segue. Not a very good one apparently, but yeah. Somebody else got launched out of a cannon this week. So that's three sackings in a week in the Brotas.
Yeah. Did you see his statement?
I did. Okay. Are we talking about his press statement during in the press conference, or do you mean his statement for his resignation?
His leaving.
Oh no, I read that, but I didn't see anything.
No. It was just, you know, very. How can I put it? It was very. It's quite sad.
Yeah.
You know, it started with dear Anorthosy fans, and you know straight away it's like, oh my goodness. This is going to be a bit of a sad one. Shall I read it?
I mean, you can read it, yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to do my best Spanish voice, because I don't want to offend our Spanish friends, and B, I end up sounding like Puss in Boots. So I don't. Dear Anorthosis fans, I am contacting you to say goodbye. See? Anyway, I'm contacting you to say goodbye. I sound like fucking Vinnie Jones now, don't I? I'm contacting you to say goodbye to you as the coach of this historic team. Since I'm going to do it in like a proper Cockney accent as well. Since
Ray Winston, came, man. Yeah, Ray Winston's managing Anorthosis.
Yeah. Since I came in the summer of 2023, I've experienced the undivided support that you have given us in each of our struggles. I feel great satisfaction. I'm going to do it normally. I feel great satisfaction that I managed to restore pride to the people of Famagusta and the values that our incredible fans represent through the effort, dedication, and behavior of our players. Sorry. It was an honor to have the responsibility of coaching this team and working with an outstanding coaching staff. I am leaving, having experienced the special hospitality in this fantastic country. Very nice. During the season, we face many challenges with determination and focus. Although our partnership is coming to an unwelcome end, I've accepted the decision to leave as the best solution to help the club prepare for next season. I'm confident that the team will continue to strive to achieve great things as long as you all stay by their side. I want to express my sincere thanks to each of you for the support and energy you've given me. I wish the football team and the association good luck in the future. Sincerely, David Gallejo. Not David Pollo.
No, not David Pollo.
No, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
So Anorthosis stalker has said that Gallejo statement has ChatGPT written all over it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That spot on. Spot on. I just like the bit where we're talking about player behavior. It's like,
Yeah. So
red card is automatic suspension. He wouldn't be eligible to play even if he hadn't gone AWOL.
Well, you say that, but De Lucas has been playing for AEL since he got that red card for his reaction to whatever Perez said. Let's not be libelous. Whatever Perez said. But yeah, De Lucas has been playing even though he got a red card and a 10-match suspension.
Maybe they delayed his suspension because it was such a clean right hook.
But maybe. I mean, the other thing is as well, he had 8 days, I think, to appeal. So maybe he's put an appeal in, which is why he's still allowed to play.
Then again, truth be told, you've got to hand it to Perez for staying on his feet because you saw what happened to Ngannou the other day against Joshua. Yeah. I thought he killed him, bro. I stayed up to watch it. I thought, this might go the distance. But he mashed him. He made him a badada, honestly. Anyway.
Yeah. Now, anyway,
sorry.
The reason why there was this big hoo-ha at Anorthosis about getting rid of Gallego was because of his statements during the press conference that they had after the game. So now it's my turn to read something from Gallego. And I'm not going to do any accent because every time I do an accent, it always sounds like I'm doing an impression of my mum. So I'm not going to do it. No. Or what's her name? The maid in Family Guy. No, he not live here no more. It was an even first half, which gave them strength and us stress. We turned the game around, we put in a huge effort. A silly dismissal punished us. I want to say some things that would be counterproductive for me and for the history of Anorthosis. Today was a mirror of this year in which we had a lot of obstacles. We were also very unlucky.
I can't do this.
Week by week, you see what happens. For me, it is the most difficult year of my professional career. I'm not here to hide my responsibilities. We had in mind that would be a difficult time financially, not as difficult as it turned out to be. This is one of the reasons why we are not achieving what we should, what we were getting at the beginning of the year. There are external factors. Every day, they don't let us continue to work. So, while Stel is gone...
I'm at the other end of the room, bro.
All right. Sorry. Yeah. Laugh it out. I'll talk through a bit more of these things. So following that press conference, the club announced that it will hold a meeting with the coach for him to clarify his comments the day after. And then for 2 days, nothing. And in the meantime, all the media places had basically gone, yeah, he's gone. They sacked him. He's gone. Bye-bye. No.
I was going to say, don't ever do that voice again.
What, was it too accurate for you?
It's scary, bro.
Yeah. And now Yanagi's Okas is going to take over. So I'm pretty sure that's all going to end.
Is he the same height as her?
he is, as Sapinto said, he is a small. I've lost Stel. Okay. Now, I did have some stats for Gallego. but the main one is he won 16 out of the 31 matches he was in charge of. 51.something% win percentage. It's not to laugh at, that win percentage.
I'm not laughing at that.
I know what you're laughing at.
I've just got this picture of my cat just going, oh no.
Oh no.
Fucking hell, man. No. This has
Chico
got to
Banza.
Stop.
Chico Banza, he's not here.
This has got to stop.
Okay, all right. All right. Okay. Anyway. That's it. Basically, Anorthosis season is turning into not as much of a clown show as it was last season with all the stuff that went on around it before. You'd think that Sandys came back to offer some stability, and it turns out that everything's going in the bin for him again. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no, Chico Baza, not here no more.
Can't do this.
Okay, all right, go on. Let's move it on. That's going to be basically going to be the clip for Instagram, isn't it? It's just going to be me doing the voice and you walking off.
It's just you're walking off, yeah. So Ajax beat Omonia by a goal to nil. Well, look, great. Another goal that Omonia conceded from wide areas. Surprise, surprise. I mean, and what a surprise. Another defeat for Omonia after a new head coach comes in and they win a few games and everyone starts saying, oh, we're going to go for the title. And I'm sitting there going, nah. No chance.
Well, I mean, what that tells you is you need to sack your coaches every four games.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, if we had the Karmiotis system, then we'd be top of the league right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's...
It was a shit show.
All I put in my notes was Omonia back in business. It was like... It's not good, man. It's not good. It's like there's something broken at Omonia, man. And it's not going to be fixed by changing the manager, it's basically, I think the team needs gutting, ripping out like a good 15 players out of there, getting rid of them and starting from almost from scratch. I think that's probably what's going to end up happening. The period
is over. It's over. And I wasn't convinced when we beat Anorthosi. I wasn't convinced when we beat Ari. And no one can change my mind. And there's a guy called Mario that follows me on Instagram. Not this Mario. Obviously, he follows me as well. But someone sent me a graphic of the cup draw, which I'm sure we're going to talk about in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got this meme of a guy just like this, you know, because it's like, oh boy, here we go kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this model goes to me, do you think we're going to win the cup? I said, no chance. Why not? I says, have you seen our squad? He's like, yeah, I have. I says, mate, get that thought out of your head. For me, the season was done months ago.
Yeah.
Months and months ago. And this cup run, I'm sitting there thinking, if we do win the cup, part of me is saying, I don't want to win the cup. Because if we win the cup, then I know this summer, they're going to say, it's all right. It's okay. We won the cup again. So we don't really need to make that many changes. We don't need to do that. What we'll do, we'll give this one a new contract and that one a new contract and that one a new contract because it's cheaper than just going out to buy players.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's the mentality.
Yep.
And on top of that, if we win the cup, we get into Europe. And people say, yes, great, Europe. And I'm like, well, is it a coincidence that for the last 2 years we've been knocked out of Europe? When we got knocked out of Europe, it just went, pfft. So there you go, wrong mentality. Mm-hmm. So I want players that are joining the club to be part of a journey.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be within that, like Anorthosi, they want to be part of that transitional phase.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want players that look at, you know, they're out of contract and the agent says, oh, there's a club in Cyprus, they're in the Conference League, do you want to go there? Because they're interested. Oh yes, Conference League, great. And then we get drawn against Copenhagen or whatever and get walloped, and then the players are, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, it's a problem for a lot of clubs in the same situation as Omonia.
Mm-hmm.
But in theory, Omonia are a club that should be demanding more from those kinds of players.
Of course. And let's get it right here. Ajax were levels ahead of us.
Yeah,
they were levels. in every stretch of the imagination. Defensively, solid. Midfield, the two holding midfielders ran rings around us. Mm-hmm. All right, we had one holding midfielder. And then once again, Roman Bezos disappeared.
Yeah.
He did his Houdini impression again. Disappeared. Yep. Again, another player who I keep saying, get rid. But they say, oh, no, he's a good player because he scores big goals. 1 minute. He plays well 3 in every 10 games. And you're telling me that this is the guy at 34 years old is going to guide us to trophies. But Ledes was immense. García was immense. Even Bruno Gama was brilliant in the minutes that he played. Santos was unlucky not to get a couple of goals. And then, you know, they decided to go 2 up top because they couldn't get that extra firepower because they saw that in the midfield they were bossing us and they could afford to pull out an attacking midfielder and stick Fran Sol on. They went 2 up front and within 4 minutes, they go a goal ahead.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the...
And then there's Bakic. Bakic. Yeah, I don't want to say nothing about him. Nothing about him. you in America, you heard of bad bees, yeah? Bad bitches? We got Bakic.
Bakic. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. No, it's, there's been some serious bad decisions that have been made in our money over the last 2-3 years. And it's been the cup wins have been papering over the cracks. So another win will be papering. Yeah, it's only a thin sheet of paper, and this crack is turning into a pothole. So someone at some point, you're going to step through it, and you're just going to keep falling.
Yeah, but the thing is, on the plus side, Dambrauskas was in the stands. He was in a private box watching the game, and he's probably seen the scudder that was on the pitch. And he's probably turned around and said, why did I sign this contract? Can I annul it, really? No, he's probably looked at that squad and thought, do you know what? There's a whole bag of players that shouldn't be here. And I know where we're going wrong. I just hope that they back him and they're patient with him. Because don't forget, this is the third time they've gone for him. Third time.
Well, so you say that, but I mean, they went for Ferrara
twice
as well. So, you know, yeah. And that didn't last very long either. So.
Yeah, but that's all. You know, if we lose against Upwell by 3 or 4, then the fans are going to say, his CV, he's not the right guy. Bring back the blow-up doll. What? What do you want? Give him time. Yep. But then I said that about Gallejo. Give him time. And he's gone. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's really stupid decision making from another club. I think they pulled the trigger because, were fans kicking off about Gallejo? They weren't, were they? They were.
Yeah.
No. And again, you know, transitional period. It's a transitional period. But basically, the reason they got rid of Gallejo is because he aired some dirty laundry during that press conference. Mm-hmm. So the results haven't been arriving over the last month, say. And then they decided, you know, and obviously then went and complained during the press conference about external factors that don't let him continue to do his work.
Yep.
And they just said, well, we're not going to deal with this guy no more, and just threw him in the bin. And instead, they're going to have Ocas, you know. Ocas.
Don't.
Oh, no, I'm not going to start anything on Ocas because I know that if you start something on Ocas, that's it. You get dragged across hot coals and then you're not allowed to say anything for 4 months. So I'm not going to say anything about Ocas.
Well, while we're talking about the managerial changes, well, I didn't bring it up, though, did I? But we now have 18 sackings this season.
Yep. 17 different managers.
17 different managers. That's the wall.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's still room for a couple more.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. There will be a couple more. I don't think we'll hit the numbers we got last season.
No. God knows this had leveled up last season. They raised the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, final game. Let's bring it on. Finally, I can mention another world defeat. Finally. Finally. Well, Ali beat Abuel by 2-1. Gomis giving Ari the lead 23 minutes in. Mayambela then made it 2-1 after some tragic defending. I don't know how Sawa just spinned off the defender. Absolutely dreadful.
Petrovic,
there you go, your mate. Then there was the red card for Petrovic. I think it's clear as day. Yeah. It's clear as day, but I think Dvali got lucky not to see a yellow. I don't know if he saw a yellow, to be honest. But no, he actually probably thought he was walking off.
Yeah.
But then a mistake defensively let Kvilidaya in, and he had an easy finish there. 2-1, it finished. And having spoken to a few people at Ari, they believe it could have been 5 or 6. Would you agree, Thassel?
Yeah. That first half was absolutely atrocious from our boy. That first half was horrible. Second half was a lot better. We were down to 10 men and we were playing better with the 10 men. But yeah, that first half, especially Petrovic's performance in that first half, was horrible. Like, I keep mentioning Petrovic's a slender man, you know, with his long, he's just a long man, really long arms and everything, you know. And he kind of got found out a bit, didn't he, with the pace that Aris had. And he got completely done there, both for the goal, there's our second goal, and the red card. Should have been a better performance in that first half. And they basically handed Aris the game. And then, you know, big fight in the second half. The players performed admirably in the second half. Kvildaya scored right in the 95th minute. Tomane hit the bar with a header as well. So, you know, they almost got that equaliser. But, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. You know, you have one bad half. You pay for it, don't you, at this level?
Well, this is it. We spoke about this last week in terms of, you know, Aboel being winning ugly. But there may come a game where they could get steamrolled, whether it be the result or whether it be just the performance. Do you think this is the loss that you guys needed to keep you more focused? Do you think that maybe the 6-point gap was, I don't know, making players a little bit complacent?
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, if you look at the age of that Abwell squad, the experience that squad has, they shouldn't be getting complacent at all. I don't know. It just didn't work out for them. Like, I've seen Mario there. He's asking why our team's still playing with a high line against Aris. It's just the way Sapinto plays. The idea is you get the ball quick off the attackers during the transitional plays, and then you can go after the team again. The high line worked against Aris in the last game that they played, but in the last game that they played, there was a lot more aggression from Abuel, but there was also obviously the fans, the Abuel fans there as well, which added to the atmosphere, which kind of didn't help. And Aris got involved in a little bit in the dark arts as well. Did you see that? The ball boys, those like second balls appearing onto the pitch every so often. Yeah. Shpilevsky didn't say anything about that, did he?
No,
exactly. But yeah, it's what it is. It's a blip. Hopefully it's just a blip. You know, there's still a 3-point gap there. I'm not sure. I can't remember what the head-to-head is there, but obviously whoever's winning in the head-to-head between those two teams, that's basically an additional point. So that one will be important as well. But we'll see how it goes.
You lost this one 2-1. The previous game, you beat them 1-0.
Yep.
You lost 1-0 again at the Alfa Mega.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still got them one more time at home.
Yeah.
So they've got two wins and a loss.
Yeah, so that's the thing there with the Alfa Mega. Abuel haven't won at the Alfa Mega yet. And that was one of the things I looked at, was like, Good thing Apollon didn't get into the top six, because going twice to the Alfa Romeo again probably would have cost us the league. It just for some reason it just doesn't seem to work for Apollon at that stadium. So, you know, the fact that we only go once and we've been should be okay. I would think we'd be okay. We'll see.
Well, Mario said Apollon has the away goal for the head-to-head.
Yeah, so at the moment they're ahead on that. But.
Oh, guys, the Cypriot Alan Shearer. Well, as in like his goal scoring prowess, or how he could get away with whatever he wanted, including kicking people in the head and not getting sent off for it.
Yeah. We're going to get a cease and desist letter from the Cyprus FA if you keep going. Speaking about the Cyprus FA, I don't think there was any other news around the
league
game.
League table first. Blimey, look at this guy just jumping the gun. All right, okay, go on, you do it then.
Oh, I'll do it, shall I? So, Abuela, top, 63 points. Aris are 3 points behind in second with 60 points. Ayak are in third with 59 points. Omoni are in fourth with 55. Bafos are in fifth with 53. And our Orthoses are in sixth with 48 points.
Too
much pollo, yeah.
Oh my god, and it's quite ironic because the name is the goddess. Oh my god.
No. We don't call him the goddess. And then in the relegation playouts, we've got Apollon on top with 42 points, second with 38 points, with Nea Salamina on 38 points as well. Behind them on the head-to-head. Then you've got Ethnikos Achna on 36 points, Karmiodissa on 27 points, Doxa on 21, and then Othellos and Ayes on 17. So,
how many games left in Group B?
10.
Wow, there's only 6 points between Doxa and Karmiodissa.
Yep. In theory, in mathematically, all teams in that group can still get relegated.
Yep. Here's a question from Mario. Odds on Ari winning the cup and Omoni again, Europe off fourth place. It's a very likely outcome, to be honest. Yeah, I don't fucking want that to happen, to be honest.
It's an interesting one because Bafo are not far behind in fifth.
Nope.
So.
Not now.
It's going to be an interesting one. Now, speaking of the cup, there was the draw this morning, wasn't there?
Yes. I didn't see anyone playing with their balls.
Correct. Nobody was playing with anybody's balls.
No ball playing. No ball tampering.
Exactly. So, the two semi-finals are Aris versus Omonia and Bafos versus Apollon. So, we've got the games are going to be played. So, it's a two-legged tie. The games are going to be played on the 10th and the 17th of April. And the final will be played on my dad's birthday on the 18th of May.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Very nice. So, how do you think that's going to go?
I think we're going to have a Soviet derby final.
Cool. Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. I think Apollon are going to win it.
Well, we spoke about it last week. They've got nothing to play for in the league. Mm-hmm. And, you know, okay, they've been scoring goals in Group B, but they've been conceding as well.
Yeah.
But they've got nothing to play for. They're dark horses. And I think it would be a great end to quite shit 2 years for them.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Exactly. So. There's some stories to be played out there, because obviously Bafor have not been this far before. Have they?
Yeah, last season they got to the semis.
Did they get? No, did they?
They would beat them in the semis.
They had Olympiago.
No, we beat them in the semis.
Oh, yeah, you beat them in the semis. All right, okay. Then ignore me. Sorry, ignore me by Bafides. Don't worry. It's fine.
That's okay. It's fine. I mean, it's not as if they've got a long, long list of football heritage. So remember,
they do have a long list of football heritage. It's all the clubs that went out of business while they were there.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's their heritage. You know, Bob Giniras Beyas down the toilet, AEK down the toilet, AEK Kuklion down the toilet, Evaoras down the toilet. Bob down the toilet. There's a lot of toilets.
Toilet, I see.
Yeah. But anyway, anyway. Now, moving on from the FA Cup draw, we've got some more Cyprus FA news. In, your dickhead with no balls has picked his team.
Yes.
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 He has, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He made some choices. He's made some fucking choices. And he's also made some choices.
Yeah, he's made one particular choice which has thrilled us no end.
Okay, so good news first.
Yeah,
Royal Sotiriou has been picked, ladies and gentlemen. We've been yelling for how long for him to get into this team? And he's finally there.
Yep.
He's there.
He's made the full squad. Absolutely thrilled for the lad. Thrilled for him.
And well-deserved.
Absolutely.
Well-deserved because he's been... His numbers for Leighton Orient are immense. He's been doing very, very, very well for them.
Yeah.
He's been doing amazing for them. Now, obviously, up front, there's a lot of competition up front, especially because Getsbaya only plays one up front, no fucking wingers or anything like that. It's just the one guy up front. So he's probably just going to stick Pitas up front and maybe give, I don't know, Gagulli 10 minutes.
Well, listen, let's have a look at this squad. Let's have a look at this squad because there's been obviously a pleasing selection for us being Ruel, but then there's another player that hasn't kicked the ball since I had hair.
yep.
In the squad again. No disrespect to the guy.
Kostakis Artimadas.
Yes.
Played for Anorthosi. He plays for Anorthosi. He's contracted by Anorthosi.
Yes.
He doesn't play for him. He did have a massive injury last season. And I'm guessing he's fit enough to be showing up somewhere, maybe. I don't know. Either way, right? I got really pissed off with this and I decided to have a look at Cypriot central midfielders who have more minutes than Artimada in the top six.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to go through them?
Go ahead, mate.
So we've got Sachaza Abuel, he's got 698 minutes.
Yep.
Spoljaric Aris has got 547 minutes. Andreas Chrysostomou Anorthosi has 461 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Mamas AEK has 379 minutes. Polikarpou Abuel has 304 minutes. Julio Anorthosis has got 179 minutes. Costantino Anorthosis has 28 minutes. Andreua Almonia has 19 minutes. Gatrichis Abuel has got 12 minutes. And Vrondis Abuel has 8 minutes, right? Now, on top of that, you've got midfielders at teams like Nas Halamina and AEL and teams like that that could have been picked as well. Papa Yorio, Frango, Angelopoulos, Ilia, Papa Fotis, Yerolemu, Angelou, all of them, right? All of them. Now, all of them are playing first team regular football for them, yeah? So Getsbaya can't complain. I haven't got anybody that plays first team football for their team. I've just listed, what was that? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 players he could have picked instead of Artimada. Yeah? Right? And three of them play for fucking Anorthosi. So you can't even use that as an excuse.
First of all, just to add insult to injury, I'm going to bring up Artimada's transfer marked.
Please.
A number of games this season.
Please.
And I'll tell you what, the word I can use is crimson. Look at this. From match day one, look at this. On the bench for one game.
So he's been available for Anorthosis since, what is that? Since the beginning of January.
Yeah. Well, look, if I go, I mean, obviously it's got the Gibbon, a lot of cup games. He's been on the bench three times in total this season. The rest, he's either not been in the squad or injured. How is this justified? How is this call up to the national? I mean, this is no disrespect to the guy. This isn't a personal thing. But when you have reeled off a list of players who have played one more minute than he has, listen, we know things are done a certain way in Cyprus. But stuff like this, when it's blatant, and I'm just going to go on a limb right here, I don't think this guy even wanted Ruel in the squad. I think someone's tapped him on the shoulder and said, right, you need to call him up.
Yeah.
This is what I think. Because if he didn't have someone knocking on his door saying, you need to call this one, and that one, he'd have gone with players like Ahtimada and all his other favourites that he's had. Yep. The guy should not be head coach. I don't care what anyone says.
I've got some more picks here, right? So Anderson Correa has been picked again.
Mm.
And he's been the shittest left back Anorthosis have had this season. Remember, last 2-3 games, he's conceded penalties. Right? And he's picked 3 left backs, right? So you've got Correa, you've got Ioannou, and you've got Bileas, right?
Mm.
There's a couple of players that I think will be looking at their performances this season and gone, why the hell aren't I on that list? Especially in the left back position. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, another thing, Katsandonis isn't on there, even though he's banging in goals.
Yep.
There's only one Spoljaric, and it's probably the wrong one again. He's picking Danilo Spoljaric, even though Mattia is the one playing for the fucking champions. Yeah. The one that's playing for the champions and his team are in second place and he's playing for them doesn't pick him. Instead, he picks Danilo Spoljaric, who plays for Apollon, and then makes the odd appearance off the bench every so often. Right?
Where is Marino Gioni?
Marino Gioni is in America.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, Sotirio's in Japan. They're not traveling for the friendlies.
Ah, so that's the rule now.
Yeah, you see, he said he was going to bring him back for Gibraltar, but we're not playing Gibraltar anymore, are we?
Right. Mm. Right. Yeah. And why is Hector Gibranul classed as a central defender?
Well, it gets better, right? Got Gibranul, central defender. Gogic is a midfielder. Ahtimada is apparently a midfielder, but you know he's going to play him in central defence if he comes on. He's a disaster. He's a disaster. He's a disaster. He's a disaster. I can't. I'm just trying to think who. One right back. He has one right back, and it's Filiodis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who turns up for Apollon for 10 minutes at the end of the game. Yeah? Where
he'll go, who will go right back?
Andreu.
Andreu, yeah.
Yeah. Even though Sergio is captain at Nasar Amina, he plays game after game after game after game, and he's only 22?
Yeah.
Sergio? Yeah, something like that? So, I don't know, man.
And with the greatest of respect to Dimitriou, right? Why isn't Alex playing, considering he's been in goal for Doxa for God knows how long?
Yeah, or the other Spoljaric, he's been in goal for Karnodica for the last 8 games. You know, this Dimitriou has played what 3 games for Apollon this season. four. I mean, he is a good goalie. He is a good goalie. Don't get it right. He is a very good goalie. He just isn't getting the first team chances.
Yeah.
Either way, we're arguing about that, but we all know Moore's going to play because he's tearing it apart in Switzerland. He's Servetta in second. And part of that is obviously the amount of clean sheets that he's getting for him. So,
But congratulations to Ruhr again. And for those who don't know, Ruel will be donating a Leighton Orient shirt for our charity event on the 23rd. One of the many prizes, one of the 59 prizes that are on offer that day. 59. And there could be more to come as well. So I don't know what you want me to tell you guys, man. Like, this is going to be elite. Anyway, anything else we'd like to add?
Well, it depends whether or not you've got your man's theme tune up.
What, you mean this?
It's time to spin the wheel. What is coming? We don't know. Spin the wheel now.
it never gets old. I love it. Every time.
The one thing I look forward to most on a Wednesday evening.
This week I'm a bit pissed off, but it's more me than Vrioni this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Basically, you know how I normally do the post that lists every single thing that's gone?
Yes.
And I did it, and it was about 40 tweets in the thread. And then instead of hitting post, I cleared and got rid of the whole thread.
Right.
Spent a good hour on it going like, that one, oh, here's a funny comment. Now, what I've done instead is I just picked the interesting ones and I'm going to go through them here.
Yes.
So, if you remember last week, we discussed some weird stuff going on at the AEK Aris game. Yeah. Now, that stuff that Vanna Alves and the rest of Aris had mentioned happening did not get talked about. However, what did get talked about was the trouble between the two teams on the pitch and in the tunnel afterwards. So both teams were hit with a fine. And then some specific people were hit with fines as well. So you've got AEK president Garabatagi, AEK board member Lefkaridis, and unregistered player Nicolas Inglesu, were all hit with fines on the AEK side. And on the Aris side, Joel Damahu was hit with a fine, as was the general manager, Pavel Gognitze.
Okay.
Yeah, so something happened in the dugout that involved these five people.
Have you seen the size of Joel?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody touched Joel.
I don't... Nah. No. He's the kind of person that, if he wasn't a footballer, he could be, like, shaft. Honestly, I would be standing at the door at I don't know, what's it called, basement. Any ID? Yeah, whatever you want. Passport? You name it.
No ID.
No. Stop. Got Oka and Gael trying to get into the basement. And the mother. ID.
Now, moving on from that, we've got... the AEL versus Abuel under 19s match was a bit of a blockbuster, let's say. Five separate players have been handed a 3-match ban for punching each other. It was like one after the other. I was reading it and I was like, oh, AEL under 19s player, blah, 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 has been banned for 3 games for punching an opposition player. Isle player, blah, blah, blah. It was just a list of five different players in the same game. So, I want to imagine more like Chico Banza type punches rather than the haymaker from De Lucas. But yeah,
impressive.
I would have wanted to watch that match to see what was going on with that. Now, as well, Nasser Lamina got absolutely battered by Bafo in the cup, right? And their fans were not happy. And some fines were handed to Nelson Lamina. No, they didn't spit at him this time. No spitting. Okay. Basically, after the game, the Nelson Lamina fans kicked down a door into that was an entrance into the stadium, got into the ground, and basically for 30 minutes terrorized the team. And then a really weird and stupidly violent thing happened in an under-15s girls game between Bafos and Olympiacos.
Weird
and stupidly violent.
Okay? Right, okay. Yeah. I don't like where this is going.
Bafos were fined because a home fan tried to throw barbed wire at one of the Olympiacos players.
Okay, right.
It's an under-15 girls game, and a Bafos fan threw barbed wire at one of the players on the bench.
Right, one player. So it was a specific player.
I don't know if it was specific. But
well, see, this is the thing now, because, okay, we don't know the full facts, and I'm just going by what you've just said, right? Yeah. So I'm assuming, and it's probably wrong for me to assume, it's one specific player. So this person has taken barbed wire to a game, unless there is barbed wire in the stadium, I don't know. But it seems to me that they've intentionally taken barbed wire to aim it at one person specific. This is what I think. This is my opinion.
I'll read it here for you. Complaint against Bafos FC for an incident caused by the team's fans in the 55th minute of the match, which created a disturbance on the pitch. Home team fans outside the pitch, behind the away team's bench, caused tension with the away team's bench team, and a fan of the team tried to hit a female player of the visiting team by hitting the barbed wire behind the bench.
Why has this not been mentioned anywhere? Like in the press?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
This doesn't make any sense at all.
That's pretty serious, right?
Bro, this is borderline attempted murder.
It's something that needed to be looked at, I think, a bit more seriously, and it just hasn't happened.
I'm on 24 Sports. I'm looking at Olympiacos, their page. There's nothing there.
No. The only place you see it, right, is you'll see it in breakdowns of Vrionidis' fines, and it'll just be there at the bottom, copy paste.
Yeah, but mate, come on, this isn't just some.
I'm on Gerkida's page now, right? And I'm scrolling right to the bottom because that's where it is on Vrionidis. And there it is. Yep. Copy paste down at the bottom. Just the fine and that.
And you say it was under 15s, you say?
Under 15s.
Can you bring it up on your screen?
Yeah.
This is wild. I don't understand how this is just acceptable, that it just goes under the radar completely.
I brought it up there. Can you see it? I think you need to.
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go. So I'm going to read it in Greek. καταγγελία κατά της Bafou FC για επεισόδιο που προκάλεσαν οπαδοί της ομάδας στο 55ο λεπτό του αγώνα που δημιούργησε ανταραχή στον αγωνιστικό χώρο. Οπαδοί της γηπεδούχου ομάδας που βρισκόνταν έξω από το γήπεδο πίσω από τον πάγκο της φιλοξενούμενης ομάδας προκάλεσαν ένταση με τον πάγκο της φιλοξενούμενης ομάδας και ο οπαδός της ομάδας προσπάθησε να χτυπήσει γυναίκα παράγοντα της φιλοξενούμενης ομάδας χτυπώντας το σειρματόπλεγμα που βρίσκονταν πίσω από τον πάγκο. And then I'm just going to hit the translate button because I'm not going to... Where is it? Translate the page. There he is. Put it to English. Complaint against Bafou FC for an incident caused by the team's fans in the 55th minute of the match, which created a disturbance on the pitch. Home team fans outside the pitch behind the away team's bench caused tension with the away team's bench team, and a fan of the team tried to hit a female player of the visiting team by hitting the barbed wire behind the bench.
Right, so a fan has tried to hit one player. It wasn't a group of them. So he's targeted one player.
Mm-hmm. A 15-year-old.
Right, so this is premeditated, yeah?
Yeah. No one's saying anything about it.
This is unbelievable. Look, we've apparently got 51 people watching live, okay? If someone knows something, let us know. Because this is something that you cannot just sweep under the carpet. Because you've got a potential murderer there. I'm sorry. Let's call it like it is. If someone has got that lunacy inside them that they will take a bit of barbed wire and try and attack a child. There's something wrong there, man. There's something seriously wrong there. You know? And I'm sorry, I don't mean to dramatize this, but that kid's school needs to be on fucking red alert as well.
Mm-hmm.
No, Pedro, I'm not having this. This is Cyprus. I'm not having this. Because this is more serious than what people think. Yeah,
it's a 15-year-old. It's a 15-year-old girl that's been targeted, right? It's a 15-year-old girl, and nobody is reporting on it. It's just like, oh, let's copy and paste what Vrionidis said today. We'll put it on the webpage.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Again, about it when you deep it.
No comment.
I'm not. Okay, school on red alert. Obviously, I don't know Cyprus, because what's to say that this lunatic, whoever he or she is, I'm assuming it's a man, whoever they are, what's to say they're not going to turn up at the kid's school and try and do something to him?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, perhaps I'm dramatizing things to some people, but recently, not in Cyprus, but in other countries, you see school shootings. You see all sorts of paedophiles. You see all sorts of stuff. I'm not having this, you know, we're just going to sweep it under the carpet. It's a child.
Mm-hmm.
A child. For whatever reason. What is it? What did this... Okay, we don't know the full story. We don't know what's happened. We don't know.
But regardless, it's a 15-year-old girl. Playing football.
Like, this is mad. This is mad, and the fact that no one has reported on it is just no. I'm not having this.
And well, I mean, that's the other
probably
thing.
A child did the barbed wire thing. Believe me.
Yeah. Even so. Yeah, he's saying that maybe it was probably a kid that was also the attacker.
Right. Okay. Maybe.
But either way. It's something that, you know, in most other places, you would expect like a big old kickoff. Like, yeah, how do we better secure things so this kind of thing doesn't happen anymore? What kind of assurances can we give parents, for instance, that are sending their kids to these teams? It's...
Well, exactly. Right, because again, I don't know what it's like in Cyprus. I'm pretty sure they have their own legislations and everything. But in the UK, to work with children, you need to have a criminal record check. You need to be CRB checked, right, to work with children. Mm-hmm. Called a DBS check, as they call it, right? And I'm sure they've got something similar in Cyprus. But the fact is, as a parent myself, and as you, Thassa, a parent, if you know that your child has competed in a football game and one of their teammates has been attacked by someone, whether it be another child or whether it be an adult, attacked with barbed wire, are you going to want your child to go back to play?
Exactly.
Hey, we Guma was talking about grassroots football a few months ago. No. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Because I'm not going to bite my tongue on this one. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Because it's proper rattled me now. Because Guma had Boban and Figo at the Alpha Mega with a whole bag of kids kicking a ball around. Seferin was there. And they're talking about growing grassroots, developing grassroots. And now you have a 15-year-old girl attacked by an adult or another child with barbed wire. And no one is saying nothing about it. What is this, man? This is lunacy.
Yep.
Lunacy.
It is. It's not just because, right, the only way I would have seen this, and therefore you would have seen this, was because Vrionidis handed a fine for it.
Right.
Otherwise, business as usual.
Well, listen, I'm not going to let this one go. And I'm going to do my very best to find out more about this. Very best. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. This is unacceptable.
It really is.
In unimaginable ways.
Yeah.
Sickening. It's absolutely sickening. And the fact that it's been swept under the carpet, didn't happen, doesn't matter. Well, here you go. I didn't hear it until now. Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Shambles. It's a shambles. Dolly Bob.
I didn't want to end it on that note, but it was something that kind of caught my eye. You know, obviously reading through this. I think the other reason nobody's saying anything about it is because, you know, they're like, oh, Vrionidis has come out with this stuff again. All right, copy paste it, drop it on the website. Fuck it. They're not actually reading what's being said in there.
It is bonkers. Honestly. And I don't know whether it's a cover up or whether someone doesn't want the story to get out. But the fact is, this could be more sinister than what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, we don't know the full story, obviously, and we could be coming up with, I could be coming up with conspiracies or whatever. But the fact is, when you deep it, as a parent, you're thinking, hang about, is my daughter safe to go to school if there's someone after her? Is my daughter safe to go to the local supermarket or go out with her friends to the mall? Or am I the only one that's... Maybe I've lived in London for too long and I've seen too many knife crimes and heard about gunshots and what kind
of
stuff.
No, man. It's not just that. It's right. If you imagine, because this is Bafos versus Olympiacos. So kids, girls based in Lefkosia, traveled all the way to Bafos for a game of football, right? So, you go there for a game of football. You don't expect anything targeted. Let's say it was targeted because it seems to have been, because a certain player is not saying player's bench or opposition team's bench.
Because it's not targeted because it might not be targeted because of geography? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm just saying you wouldn't expect it because of geography, right? Because to go from Lefkosia to Bafos in a coach, if you're taking all of them on the same coach, is what, 2 hours?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
If not a little bit more?
Yeah, okay, say 2 hours for argument's sake.
So, you know, you don't expect it, do you? It's not an expected thing. Right, so for something like that to happen, a game where you're not expecting it to happen as well, it doesn't just obviously make you worried for your own daughter. But if you think about it, you've got other people who have also got kids at that game going like, well, what's going on here? We're not having this. Because they're not safe, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
And whether or not it was targeted, whether or not it was a kid or an adult, it doesn't matter, because I don't want to say you hand your kids over, because I'm guessing parents probably went there as well. But you're expecting your kids to be safe in that kind of environment, right? They're surrounded by adults who are supposedly supposed to know what they're doing. You're there as well. You're not expecting something like that to happen. But if you're sat, you know, on the other side of the pitch to where the benches, where the team benches are, then by the time something happens for you to react to it, to go to it, you have to run across the pitch if you're not coming down a set of seats as well. So, you know.
Well, there's a comment here from Bedro. He says, I would think that it wasn't heard because it was both kids. Okay. And then Mario reckons that is the most probable explanation. I don't know what's worse, a kid doing it or an adult. Because if it's an adult, then the chances are they'd get locked up or something else would happen to them, right? If it's a child, you can't just turn around saying, oh, well, they're just kids.
Yeah.
No. Because what you're doing by sweeping it under the carpet, you're saying, it's all right. Don't worry about it. They'll grow up. Well, sorry. If there's a 15-year-old coming after another 15-year-old with barbed wire, I'm thinking this one has got some kind of murderous tendencies, or has got some kind of mental problems where they can't just deal with whatever aggression issues they have, like an adult or any human being.
Yep.
Well, yeah. And okay, again, we don't know the full story. We don't know anything really.
But you
know,
that's the worst thing. It wasn't reported on, so we don't know the full story.
There you go. You know, for all we know, they might have had a bit of banter on social media, or there's a game coming against this and that, and you're an idiot, and your mom, and all right, that might be the case, or maybe one took offense or something, or even the player might have antagonized them. You don't know. But the fact is, they've taken barbed wire, and they've tried to attack them. I mean, is that not enough of a story? And people say, you're overreacting. I'm sorry. As a parent, that's not an overreaction. Not at all.
No, it's a safety thing, isn't it? It's a safety thing. Where's the security provisions for this? Right? There's supposed to be like, okay, right. It's an under 15s girls match. You're not going to expect, except for, say, families of the teams and friends and whatnot, you're not going to expect like 3,000 people there, right? So you're not going to have 30 grounds people, right? But you're going to have some kind of security, like one or two people who would be in theory around the players' benches, because that's where you need to provide the most security. And that hasn't been provided.
Well, look, as I said earlier, you're talking about a football association that's been trying to improve the quality and the standard of youth football, and especially girls' football. Mm. Okay, because there aren't enough girls playing football. Yes, we see female supporters in the stands. We see female members of staff. Like Omoni, I've got one girl that works at the club as an analyst, and you know, she helps with the substitutions and all that. You know, you female presenters, and it's very rare that we hear about sexism in football in Cyprus. I don't hear anything really. As far as I'm aware, it's nothing like the UK. You know, girls in Cyprus can go to games and they won't be sexually abused or sexually assaulted by men. It happens in England a lot, and there's a lot of campaigns going on to try and create more awareness. Believe it or not, guys, it happens in the UK, trust me. But to hear that kind of stuff, I mean, if this happened in England, it'd be all over the press.
Yeah.
All over the press. Yeah. There were no two ways about it, irrespective of the situation. So, I don't know. It's more like nothing, Thasso.
Yeah, for the security.
All right, okay. I don't have shoes in the second division. Don't ask for security. Well, he's got a point. Don't have shoes in the second division. Don't ask for security for girls' games at 15 years old. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, he is right. He is right.
But he shouldn't be right. That's the thing.
He
shouldn't be right. And we shouldn't be having this conversation now. Anyway, we've gone about this for too long. Are there anything else?
No, man. Dear Lord, no.
Okay, well, that was Veronidis Spin the Wheel.
It's time to spin the wheel. What is going to be? We don't know. Spin the wheel now.
A happy end to a shit show, really.
I'm pretty sure. Are you trying? I don't know if you're trying to Freudian slip me or what, but I'm pretty sure there's a bit of the wheel that says Vidlus on it. I'm sure of it. I'm positive. It's not like I'm seeing Vidlus everywhere. I can just see it on that wheel.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Man, you're gaslighting me. That's...
I am not gaslighting you, my friend. if anything, I'm being quite condescending. But no, this is not... blimey. Well, look, I think we're done. Unless Pedro wants to come on and talk about the charity event to the 50-odd people that are watching live and maybe the 200-odd that are going to watch it again. I don't know. Pedro, do you want to jump on and talk a little bit about the charity stuff? Because, you know, you can tell us more, tell the people more in case we've missed out on a lot of things. Pedro?
No, he says no.
No?
He says no. So, no. We will mention it again. We've got the...
Go on, you do it.
I mean, there's going to be a link that is probably going to be in the description to this. I think we should start dropping it everywhere. So basically, if people donate 20 euros or more at that link and then provide someone, either me, Pedro, Stel, or whoever... I don't know how that bit is going to work out. Yeah,
we have an email address.
Okay.
We have an email address now, which I'm going to put there. I'm going to do it right now, actually.
All right. Okay. So you do your 20 euro donation and you give us proof of that 20 euro donation. You get put into a draw for some of the following. You've got your PASP, Cyprus Players Union signed all winners 11/22/23 shirt. So that includes top 11, second 11, best goalkeeper, youngest players, and the rest. Right now, we've also got a load of different fanellas for different teams. So if you want a specific fanella out of this lot that I'm going to read out, then you put that in the email that you send with the receipt. So we've got Anorthosis, we've got AEK, we've got Nea Salamina, we've got AEL, we've got Apollon, we've got an Omonia Haralambos signed shirt, we've got a Royal Sodirio Leighton Orient signed shirt, we've got a Paphos FC Jordani Coco shirt from last season.
Yeah, so I got the email address wrong, so I had to cover my story. There you go.
Now, on top of all that, we've also got some non-football prizes. We've got Padball, we've got Greppes, we've got Zorpas, we've got Swarovski Crystals, we've got Tavernes, where you can go to Havs Mezes. We've got a signed WWE souvenir magazine. We've got stays at hotels. We've got brunches. We've got books. We've got a Baralimni shirt as well. It's been signed by Vucenovic. He scored a hat trick last weekend.
He did.
Nice one. We've got thermos and glasses. We've got We've got Shisha. We've got, what else have we got on there that I can talk about? That's pretty much most of the stuff there that I've mentioned there. And, you know, there's plenty of chances to win something as long as you donate 20 euros or more.
There you go. Happy days.
And for people listening, the email address is charity.
Well, let me just double check because for some reason I've gone into it and it's messing me up right now. I thought okay. It was 1 minute. Let me just double check. It's gonna be tough. Yeah, it's charity@nc-network.com. I'm gonna change that again because I got it right in the first place.
Right.
Stand on.
So again, charity. charity@nc-network.com.
Here we go. Right here. That is the correct one, I promise. That is the correct one.
Yep.
charity@nc-network.com. There you go.
And if anybody has some ideas for some more gifts to give away, then by all means, send us a message.
There you go.
Now, of course, we've got this happening in what was that now, 10 days time?
Yes. So, well, it'll be 9 by the time people start watching this.
So Pedro and Stel are going to be high powered. They're going to be on it like
a car bonnet.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something that rhymes with on it.
Write a sonnet?
I was going to say on it like Sonic, but anyway. I think I've mentioned everything there. Again, there's going to be a link for you to make your donations to. Now, in Cyprus, a lot of people use the JCC app to pay council tax and whatnot on there. So people have got accounts. But if you haven't got an account on that, you'll need to make one first. And then you follow the link. It takes you to a specific donation point for Ena Onirobnya Evhi, or on JCC, I think it's directly translated into English. So it's one dream, one wish. And yeah, all there. It'll be all in the description there. I'll give Stel some more work to do when he's writing it out.
Okay, cheers, man.
Now, on top of that,
sorry, Tasso, yeah. But we've had, obviously Sport Time Sigma have publicized the actual information for the pod. The link is on their website. And she's got a list of all of the prizes on offer. The hosts that are going to be joining us, the Blue Zone, Lions Den, Omonia Costestra, Benvoda Leo, Green Bulls, Logari Mesa, obviously no Choftes and this is Mapa, come on. Or by the Gipsico Analysis, the Alpha Pod with Vaso and Mario, and Football Holics. And I think Pedro's going to say, oh, you've missed out one. Sorry, Pedro.
Yeah, there you go. You have missed one out. It says spill the beans.
Spill the beans for the new group in the pod. Which new group, Pedro? I don't know which new group you're talking about. Is there a new group? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about because you don't want to come on and talk to us. So I don't know which one you're talking about.
Okay, well. Pressing podcast.
Pressing podcast. Yeah, that's with Violari and Louis, I believe, who are pretty popular in Cyprus, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, am I wrong?
I don't know, man. I'm not in Cyprus. I can't tell you.
Oh, for crying out loud. Let me have a look. Yes, it's the Pressing Podcast. Let me just bring it up on YouTube 2 seconds. Because they are popular. I've got to give it to them, man. Here we go. So these are the guys. So they're gonna be joining us on the pod. And Louis Nicolau and Andrea Violari. So they'll be joining us. They will be joining us. So Andrew, I'm very, very
Andrew
excited.
Violins,
about
eh?
Andrew Violins, yeah. I'm not going to do a video for him. Come on.
No, it's all right.
There you go. 24 Sport, Louis and Violetti. Come on. I was joking. Yeah. I do know who they are. They've got a fantastic pod. It's on the 24 Sport website. It's on the 24 Sport YouTube channel. Two guys that have been involved in football for a very, very long time. They know football inside out, especially the Baratlima. And again, we appreciate their time and their efforts to join us, along with everyone else, because, you know, it's a weekend. It's a Saturday. And it's for a fantastic cause. So, yeah, there you go.
Theodoro's asking a question there.
What's that
right.
Small case behind?
So I'm going to try and lower the camera without showing the mess that is this room beneath. But there you go.
What is in that? There, what have you got in there?
In there, we've got two guinea pigs. The little, they could be the little mascots.
I don't think they know what guinea pigs are in Cyprus.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do, because they eat them. Isn't it a guinea pig is a... No, that's a hedgehog.
Gatsoshiro.
Guinea Stew. Pig. Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay.
You're not going to do good. Like a Bobby Davro, are you?
No, I'm not going to eat it. No.
Anyway. But, I'm not even gonna. What? Shirogunello.
That's it. Shirogunello.
Pig rabbit.
Yeah.
Pig rabbit. Okay.
Yeah.
Pig
yeah.
rabbit. Let's go rabbit.
What I'll do is I'll get them out. I'll get them out during the podcast, the marathon podcast.
Yeah.
There you go. People can see them.
Excellent. Right. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Thasso. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget, Charity Marathon Podcast, 23rd. I mentioned all of those guys. I forgot to mention, we also have an interview with Davor at Motherwell, former IL player. That's an hour and a half long. Can't say fairer than that, man. We've pulled out all the stops for this one. So until next time, boys and girls, good night.